Welcome to the Daily Flow with your host, Fields of Lupin. Tonight, we'll be discussing the powerful practice of edging. For this session, you'll need a phone, tablet, or computer, and a photo that you'll be focusing intensely on as we go. Maybe it's an ex-girlfriend, or a favorite celebrity. Whatever image shakes you to your core, have it ready, but don't look at it just yet. Start your practice by getting naked and relaxing into your bed or chair and closing your eyes. Bring your attention to the region of the forehead, just noticing if you're wrinkling your brow, and if you are, see if you can soften it. It can help to sense a subtle smile in your lips and in the area around your mouth. Feel the whole face soften, and as you relax, begin focusing on your breath to help you come into this moment, following each breath as it enters and leaves your body. Observe how each inhale turns into an exhale, naturally, effortlessly, breathing in. Be aware you're breathing in. Breathing out. Be aware you're breathing out. We'll begin to scan the body, part by part, starting with the head and face, tuning into your forehead, your eyes, your jaw. Bringing your attention to all of the tiny muscles in the ears and lips. Now shifting your awareness to your neck and shoulders, noticing what's here. If you notice tightness, tension, or pressure, see if you can stay with your experience. We are looking to separate the tension of sexual arousal from body tension that can represent stress. Investigate all sensation with gentle curiosity and ride through the wave of that feeling. See what you can take into masturbation and what you can leave behind with the tensions of the day. Bring your attention to your upper torso now, your chest and upper back. Sense the rib cage, the area of your heart, bringing friendly attentiveness to this region, seeing what's here. Stay with whatever you notice, exploring it with acceptance and curiosity. As you observe sensation, notice if it gets stronger. Does it soften? Does it change? Now shift your awareness to your lower torso, noticing any tightness or pressure, observing any sensations in the belly. Is it tense? Is it trembling? Is your state of arousal growing as you focus deeper on this area? If you're especially aroused, you may get butterflies in your tummy, Follow that feeling and allow your arousal to grow. See if you can get nice and close, not trying to change anything, but rather exploring what's here. Now, circle your awareness around the area of your hips, pelvis, and your penis. Take special care to note the state of your arousal. Are you erect? Is your penis throbbing? Are you leaking any pre-ejaculate? Inhaling the relaxing breath and allowing it to permeate through this region and drawing your awareness into your penis, accepting its state of arousal in whatever form that may be. Now, open the photo on your device and pay special attention to the thrill of the reveal. Let the impact of the image opening send a shiver up your spine or make your penis throb or leak. Whatever your response, embrace it fully. Perhaps you forgot just how big her tits were, the gentle upturn of them as her nipples stand erect, a surefire sign of her arousal. If it's of a favorite celebrity, focus on their own awareness that they're showing off their body for the purpose of a powerful male orgasm, in turn charging their own need for sex. This is called sexual triangulation, and it's an important resource for masturbation. We'll be relying on it heavily as we slowly tease and push the envelope of our orgasm. We'll be hovering here in this arousal state as you edge your penis into a prolonged series of waves leading to a shuddering orgasm. Let's return to the body for a moment, checking in with our own arousal state. Begin to trace the outline of your penis with your fingertips, starting with the balls, climbing up the shaft, and ending at the head of your penis. Return to the photo and softly grip your penis with your hand. Just make enough contact to lift it off of your tummy and feel its weight. Is it heavy? We can oftentimes rush through these moments and miss powerful dimensions of our masturbating. Begin to stroke your penis as you enter the picture with your mind. Continue to stroke the penis, being sure not to enter the I'm close phase. You can test this out by asking yourself, if you were with a partner right now, would you whisper, I'm close? If so, stop masturbating and breathe until you regain composure. It might help to say I'm close out loud as you stroke to embody the state of arousal that near orgasm produces. Our goal today is to stroke so intently and deeply that we can almost make the photo move. Take note of your breathing. If you're breathing fast and your pulse is pounding, breathe completely in and out. Deep breathing can be very helpful in delaying orgasm, either while masturbating or with a partner. Edging is a wonderful way to develop greater stamina, more powerful orgasms, and a higher output of semen. As you continue to stroke, and as you move and pose the subject of the photo, think about their arousal and who it might be for. This is what we mean by triangulation. We can mirror that satisfaction by continuing to stroke and staring at her little body and imagining, from his perspective, the sensation of fucking her. Stroke your penis with more intensity now, looking to cross the line of no return, and when you're close, say out loud, "I'm close," and then stop. Continue to stare at the photo as you stop and go, teasing your orgasm. Trade glances back and forth between your erect cock and the photo. By now, the image should be seared into your brain, and you should have bent and posed the subject in every possible way. As you tiptoe to the line of orgasm, take one last inventory of your state of mind. And now, we tease ourselves to failure. True edging is edge failure, to stroke endlessly, as if each time we strive anew, to stroke and drip forever. Stare at your girl. Picture her arching her back against a wall, her perfect round ass extending towards the man or men she's ready for. Imagine her getting her ass lightly smacked, her nipples hardening, and her pussy dripping her own cum down her leg. Finally, feel your arousal give way to release and announce your orgasm by saying, "I'm gonna come," until you do. Say it again. "I'm gonna come." Stroke with abandon now. Tighten your stomach, hold your breath, and say it one more time. "I'm gonna come." Feel rope after rope of cum cover your chest and torso. Keep squeezing the base of your cock as you enjoy your prolonged, shuddering orgasm. Return your breathing slowly to a resting, relaxed pace and allow the photo to disappear until the next time we visit it, knowing that with each session, we charge it with more and more sexual electricity. I hope you came hard, and that you have a restful sleep and a wonderful day tomorrow.